Welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on hunting monsters. Episode 124. I'm your host, Steve. With me, my other host, Will.
You know, 124 sounds like it should be divisible by 12, but I don't think it is.
No, I don't think so.
That's how they get you.
We're back. We're back to talk about some monsters that need a hunting.
Oh, they all need to be hunted. No monster is spared.
So you have some things to talk about. I have some things to talk about. I think we're both high rank.
I think that I am high rank in both places.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think I am.
I have still never touched the single player content.
What?
I'm all hub. All hub,
oh,
all the time.
Man, you're missing out on all those dango ingredient missions.
Yeah, I wonder if I can unlock them in just the hub.
I forbid it.
I don't know. I didn't look into it. You know, this is the... I remember having a guide, well, partly because I played Double Cross in Japanese, but I remember having a guide that entire game sitting next to me. And so far in Rise, I haven't really looked up anything. I haven't looked up where to get specific ore or what map is the best for bug guts. That's not an actual
really?
Item. Yeah, I haven't looked up anything.
I mean, monster broth is really what you usually have to hunt for. I did look up where to find Macolite, like where the best place to get Macolite, because it's like... Macolite is one of those weird things where, like, early in the game, you need it and you never have enough. Late in the game, you don't really need it so much. And all of a sudden, you've got 400 in your inventory.
Yeah. Not that I'm against looking things up. It's just I go in and either people are hunting and they are doing a quest. So I'm just like, I'll just do what you're doing. Or I'm doing a quest and they just join me. And things have been good. It's been... Like, I'm not to the point in the game. I'm about 44, 45 hours in, maybe. And I'm still having just a great time with it. And the only thing I'm bummed about is I need one more buddy ticket so I can upgrade my doggy gun. And
If you did more village quests with your buddies, because you can take both buddies out on a village quest.
I got a buddy ticket from the cat who's, like, trained... 10 cats, and I was like, here's 10 cats. And then after like a couple missions, he gave me a buddy ticket.
That's the dude who gives you buddy tickets.
Yeah, now it's been like a week. It's been almost 2 weeks, and he hasn't given me a second one.
Oh, man, I've got like six of them. Oh, I get them all the time. No. So here's a question, since you're not doing village stuff. Have you unlocked like the defender parasol for the dog and the, like, what was the other one?
Yes, for the dog, the parasol, yes, because that's the dude who stands outside the village, and he's like, come over here, and he's like, give me...
Well, he's across from the rice merchants.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he's like, give me this thing, and I will give you... I haven't used my dog ever. I've just been all cat. No dog.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I do... Every time somebody jumps on a dog and runs to the monster, because you can only bring one with you, right? You can only bring a dog or a cat.
Yeah.
Every time somebody runs the monster, I'm just like struggling. You know, I have my wire bugs. I keep up okay, but there's a part of me that's like, gosh, I wish I could just have that fast travel. But I gotta hunt with my cat.
Well, have you fixed your cat? Is he still doing the big tree?
He's no longer doing the big tree.
Okay, I will tell you, One thing that my cat does, which I am absolutely in love with, which does inspire me to bring my cat more often, is not the healing plant, which my cat always did the little plant, but it's the white pot that he sets off with the white gas. And it's like any status condition you have, you just walk through that and it's like, oh, go on.
Oh,
no more.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So I got the cat. A little backstory. My cat passed away a month ago, and it's been real hard on me. And I got Monster Hunter early from Capcom, and I was so excited to play it, and then he passed away. And I had the game for like a week, and I was so bummed that I didn't play it. That's why the Carve didn't start before Rise came out. And so, of course, the first thing I did was made my cat. And so that's why it's important to me to hunt with my cat. It's like a very certain point in my life kind of thing. I don't know. Somebody could probably relate to that. But I did get a new cat, but I picked the same design of the old, obviously the same name, same cat design. But it's a gatherer cat. So instead of the big tree, I kind of miss the big tree. Instead of the big tree, he has a chance of getting more items off the monster. And he does little healing. He just does the, I don't know what he does. He like throws a scroll in the air or something. But he has like the knockout king ability. So he has a chance of like KOing the monster. And then he has shock trap ability. So he has a chance of laying down a shock trap.
Oh, that's always decent. That's always great. When your cat traps the monster and you're like, all right, cool. Chill out there while I whap on you, monster.
Yeah, yeah. So it's mostly for like more parts. And I think I like the more parts more than the healing, because the healing, the big tree, like I said last episode or the episode before, big tree was always like too little, too late. And the healing stuff is, for me, good, because I'm always hunting usually with one to three other people. So we got distractions.
Well, but also, does... I've never played with toys, so I'm not familiar with the hammer. Does it have any kind of defensive maneuvers?
No. You have your roll and stuff. I've been mostly light bow gun. I've only done...
That's main defense is you're 500 feet away from where the real action is.
Yeah. So I think I'm like 100 hunts light bow gun, and then it's like maybe 15 hunts hammer.
My main thing is in using the switch axe, there's just no defense with switch axe. You're just like slice and roll as much as possible. Like stay out of the way, get to the right positioning, slice it up. Then when the monster notices you and starts to like chomp on you, roll out of the way. So that's why I do a lot of like healing and extra defense focused stuff, because I'm going to take hits. So I just want to be able to survive those hits when I know that they're going to come. Where I know like Sword and Shield obviously has defensive stuff. And I think the Imitation Switch Axe Charge Blade, that I think also has a shielding mechanism or a guarding mechanism.
I think so. I haven't played with, I've only played with those two weapons in Rise. And I've seen people, like Lance people maybe, they like put up this wire bug tornado and it like protects them for a hot second.
Oh yeah, I noticed that and I was like, what are you doing over there, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It looks cool. I don't have that feature, but it looks cool. I mean, my wire bug for my bow gun is like, it usually catapults me above them, so like if they're in front and I need to get to the back, or it throws me to the left or the right, and that's been good for me.
The sort of the attacking wire bug move to switch axe, you have a couple of different options, but there's one that basically it kind of does I think what great sword and long sword kind of do, where they have like those, like you have to be a certain distance away and then you do this combo and then the last blow is like super hard. And then it also has one where it shoots you up above the monster and then you got to try to like time your hit when you get like down onto the monster. And then it does this other one, the alternative or the second wire bug skill for the switch axe. It just recharges sword mode, but that's so clutch if you remember to do it, because there's nothing worse for a switch axe player than to get to the point where you're doing a combo and it's supposed to end with the axe turning into the sword, and you get to that point and you're like, chick, 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 chick. Sorry, no sword left. You're just standing there. You're not attacking. You're just kind of like trying to like hit the switch to switch to a sword, and it's not going, and the monster kills you.
Sounds like Monster Hunter.
Yes.
As of this recording, I'm just like a mission away from HR6. I was in no rush to get to 7, although transition... It's April 15th when we're recording this, so halfway through April, and there is a free title update, version 2.0, that is coming. This is not new. Well, I mean, it's news, but it's not like new. We knew about this before.
Well, yeah, people knew this was coming, yeah.
So I just wanted to cover what's happening there. So at the end of April, we're supposed to get Camellios, and then we're supposed to get Apex Rathalos, and then according to this screenshot off Capcom, we're supposed to get several new monsters. So I don't know if that's... Several seems more than one. Hence why they're using the word several. And then they also will say, and this is the thing that why I wasn't in a rush to get to 7, but the HR cap will be unlocked. So not everyone will be 7, which I feel like maybe you're seeing a lot of if you're hunting with people, is everyone's just 7 and everyone has 7, but that will go above. And I completely forgot they did this in World. They did it where your hunter, your high rank, could go to 999, but when they released Master Rank with Iceborne, that could go to 999. Because I remember my high rank in World was 69, and I was like, oh, I'm keeping it here. My Master Rank was a different number.
I don't think I ever did any of the Master Rank stuff, so I stayed at 0.
But that's nice. I like numbers going up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my generation's ultimate HR is just like a point of pride for me because I just like, I would even do like bogus missions just to get the points towards getting my hunter rank up. So it'd be like 120, 125, 130. And I'm like, yeah, this is the good life. It literally means nothing.
Version 3.0, which doesn't have a date, will have several new monsters and then they say a new ending. So did you finish all of the single player? I guess no spoilers, but I'm assuming you finished it.
I don't think I finished all of it, but I did get... So I feel... I may be wrong, but I feel like in single player that you get credits twice. And the first time you get credits is between low rank and the single player high rank. So I got the first set of credits for single player. I may be wrong, but they like unlocked a new level of quests after the credits went through. So I suspect that there's going to be another set of credits once I get up to 7-star village quests, because I'm only up to 5-star village quests.
Is that like you fight an eight? I'm trying to be general because I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but you fight like an apex monster in Rampage, and then there's a cutscene with the two twins, and then something happens in that cutscene with the two twins?
That's Hub.
Yeah, that I did that in Hub. Is that
yes.
Is that only in Hub? Was that not in single player at all?
That is the divisor between low rank and high rank in Hub. That is not the divisor in Village. In Village, you have to get Magnomolo solo.
Oh, which is like HR 2-3, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think that was
in Hub.
2-3 in Hub.
But not solo in Hub, but in Village solo, yes.
I wonder if this Apex Rathalos in the 2.0 is going to be Rampage.
Oh, probably. I would suspect that all the Apex monsters are Rampage. I don't know. I do have a complaint about the intermediary between low and high rank in the Hub, though.
Oh, hey, let me hear it.
Well, it's not about the actual quest. I mean, I know people have had their issues with Rampage quests and everything and whether they like them or not, but whatever. It's a feature. It's the feature of this game. Enjoy it because it's not probably not going to be in the next one.
Yeah,
but
it's a gimmick.
So it was a Hub quest, and typically when I do Hub quests, I just leave them open for anybody to join. And this guy joined it. So it was just me and my friend Chris and this random guy. And doing my quest to unlock low rank to high rank. And I don't know if the guy was just ignorant or if he was trolling, but he was so bad at setting up the stronghold to prepare for everything that I literally kicked him out of the quest halfway through. And I said, I would rather just have two people trying to do this than deal with you wasting. He used the Dragonator on an Izuchi. And I was like, you must be trolling me.
Maybe he was overwhelmed.
But he was a higher HR than I was. He was like HR 6.
I mean, he would have had to do Rampage to get to that point.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking. That's why I think he was actually trolling. Hmm. And he was just like, I'm just going to go into this lower rank HR dude's quest and like waste the resources. Like literally unleashed Fugin at like the first horde that came through the ramp. You're supposed to save Fugin for like the big monster because you only get him once.
Yeah.
Figured out how to kick somebody from my online session in the middle of doing that quest.
Yeah, no, I haven't had that. I've had sessions. I feel like all my sessions is everyone is too polite to pick a quest. They're like, oh no, whatever, we'll do it. It's like, I don't want to be the one picking because I feel like I'm always picking. Somebody pick something, but everyone's like, oh, whatever.
I'm in a strange circumstance that most of the people that I play with are higher HR than I am right now. So I'm fine picking the quest because I got to get stuff unlocked and keep moving forward.
I don't know. I feel like I'm always picking and it's like, I'll do anything. I'm just here. You know what my hot tip is? I think maybe I saw a YouTube video on it. I don't know if you're doing this, Will. This is the hot tip.
Probably not, because I don't do the, like, how to play Monster Hunter efficiently. I'm just like, I'm now here, have fun, and if I get what I need, great. If not, we'll do it again.
Yeah, so there's the endemic life.
Yes.
Which I, at this point, still don't know all of them.
Bugs, spiders, stinky binkies.
Yeah. I know the paralyzed toad, because I thought you threw it initially, but you don't throw it. You just set it down. Then you paralyze yourself because...
So that's, yeah. It's like, I pick those things up, and then I'm like, how do I use this? Is it in the little, like,
It's in your crossbar, menu? Yeah, it's in the crossbar. But I made a radio menu for them.
Because
I was like, I need to use radio. I normally use radio menus for stickers and, like, gestures. And then everything else, I know some people use the I'm old school. I don't like using the radio menu for potions and stuff. So I made a radio menu for the endemic life, and I was like, this is going to force me to figure this mechanic out. Because I think it's very easy to ignore it. You could probably play this game for 200 hours and never deal with endemic life at all. I think very easy to just, whatever. But the squirrel is the one that I know everything about it. It's not even that much. It's like the little stinky white squirrel. You pick up that guy.
It's a ferret. It's not a squirrel, but sure.
You pick up that guy, and then you make yourself all stinky. And then you get to a monster, and the monster smells your stink, and then it will follow you to the other monster. So what I've been doing...
Oh, strategy.
As soon as I find Stinky Squirrel, and I'm not looking too hard for it, but it's pretty easy where a Stinky Squirrel just pops up. I leave the crew, find a monster, bring it on over, because not only is it free damage, because you do the monster turf war, but... Every time they fight, they drop parts. And then you're just getting more parts every hunt.
You get the broken parts, yes.
So I'm like, as soon as I get Stinky Squirrel, we're bringing somebody over.
Well, here is a hot tip from Will Anderson. If you're angry at the people that you're playing with and you get the opportunity to ride the monster that's the main monster for the quest... Just ride it to the complete other opposite end of the map. Make them run after it. That's a good laugh if you're in
that.
A bad
you
mood.
You could ride the monster to another monster. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but you can also just ride the monster for a pretty long distance. And all the people in your quest are like, where's that dude going? Well, not anywhere by you guys. Sorry, kids.
You know, the other thing I have to do is I have to unlock more of the camps. I keep forgetting to do this.
Yeah, I've found them, but I haven't completed all the ingredients to unlock them all. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I only have two camps on like two maps. And it's always like, oh, gosh, I wish I had the camps. I got to do it. But then people are like, I don't ever want to be like, somebody's like, pick a quest. And I'm like, okay, I'll pick a quest. And then it's like, I'm not optimizing. I feel bad standing in the hub where everyone's debating. It's like when we used to go to like a convention together, Will, and we're all in our hotel room, and we're like, we're like, what do we want to eat? And everyone's like, oh, I don't know. And then it's like 2 hours of people not picking.
And then somebody makes a decision, and then somebody else is like, well, that's too expensive. And then somebody else makes a decision, and they're like, well, that food's not very good, actually, at this location. And then somebody else makes a decision. Oh, it's like, yes, hours. And by the time where a decision is made, I've died. I'm literally dead from starvation.
That's how I feel sometimes in the hub where no one wants to make a decision. And so I'm just like, I'm picking something just to get us moving. Oh, boy. It's good. It's good. Monster Hunter is good.
I mean, yes. Clearly. All right. Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
The little, maybe you didn't notice it, maybe you did. I got my two, maybe you noticed it, maybe you didn't, for this week. Number one, when you get the village credits and they do little scenes from around the village, which are very sweet, I greatly appreciate that they show my dog and my cat wearing the armor that I crafted for them. They have like a little training montage for the dog and cat, and it literally shows the armor that I crafted for them. It's not just generic Kimura armor, you know, that could be any dog or any cat. Very annoyed that the reward for completing low rank village is a great sword or a long sword. I can't tell the difference. Who knows? Why could it not have been a switch axe, which I was, you know, holding in my hand and which I have done every single mission in this game with? But the lottery. Have you done the lottery?
I have. I always forget, though.
Okay, so when I first did the lottery, and did you watch the little animation for it?
The, like, spinning thing where it goes through the monsters?
Well, so it spins a little thing around, and I originally thought that that little thing was a Volvidon, because Volvidon is known for being, like, the bouncy, spinny ball monster. What it actually is it's a Kahoot. Because owls, when they, like, after they eat, they take all, like, the bones and hair of the animal that they just ate, and they spit it up rather than letting it go through the other way. So what the lottery is, it's an owl, and then it spits out a pellet, which is what it's called when a real owl spits up bones and fur and everything. And I just, like... Oh, so they're really tying it into the whole Kahoot theme. I thought that was really, really cool. So your little winning lottery thing is an owl pellet.
I thought it was
That's your
also
science for the week.
The Volvidon.
They made the Volvidon extra gassy in this game. I don't know if you've noticed that, but that's why I was so happy with my cat and its little white mist defogger. Because it's like the Volvidon, the Basarios, they could off gas on me all they wanted to. All I had to do was run over and I was fine.
There was that new monster that we didn't talk about, the like siren monster.
Somnacanth?
Yeah, that thing is cool.
What was my issue with Somnacanth?
I'm assuming they did like probably a story beat for that thing. Because in Hub, it's just, I don't even think there was a... like a low rank mission to fight it. I think it just existed.
I don't know about story. It is one of the quests for you to the little text. You know how they give you the text for the quests?
Yeah.
So the text was I have insomnia. Can you please get me some Somnacanth powder to help me sleep? I don't care how crazy this sounds.
Did they not in the village? Do they not do the like monster silhouette? Do you remember in World when you first saw a monster, it would give you like a 10-second cutscene about it?
Dude, there are poems and beautiful like it's almost like. Did you watch Blair Witch?
No,
it's not quite like Blair Witch, but it's like they made these like. Short video intros with poems for each and every monster. Yes, 100%. And then each of the monsters has a little nickname that comes up.
What? This is all in village?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen any. they don't give you that in the Hub.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've unlocked all the cutscenes for all the monsters. Yeah, and then every monster has a poem and a nickname. And like the one you have to watch the one for who's Mud Buddy, the guy who like he's got the crown and he gets the mud up in there and then he shakes his head
Baroth?
And like all the mud. Yeah, Baroth. Is it Baroth or Baroth? Just Baroth.
Baroth is the tiger one.
Is snow? No, Baroth's the snow one. The walrus. Either
he's
way,
like a tiger and walrus thing.
Do that one. The poem and video for that features felines, not, you know, like unhired palicos. Felines, right? Yeah, it is very good. Very A+ good.
Maybe I'll
have
just
to watch it.
Okay, I have no desire to do village unless it like I have to do it to open up stuff. Maybe I'll just, there has to be like a YouTube channel that just has all of them in a row. I can just hit play.
I mean, I'll just go out to my TV and FaceTime you. No, you've got to get the real experience.
Yeah.
It's so good. Why don't you do village quests?
I like hunting with people.
I am not 100% certain, but I am suspicious that because I don't know if you've noticed, but when you create an online lobby, people can be in your village.
Uh-huh.
And when you have an online lobby and you do a village quest, it announces to everybody that you posted a village quest. I'm suspicious that you might be able to have people join your village quests as well.
Hmm. I mean, you could always have it where, like, a hub of four, two people do one quest, two people do the other quest for yeah. hub.
No, but these are specific, like specifically the village quest, because the way that it's presented, even though I haven't had anybody do it, it really seems like, hey, you've got people in your village, you're posting a village quest, they can come and join your village quest.
Hmm. Somebody would have to, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to doing village if I could help like somebody brand new to the game do village. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. But I do think of course, my recollection is terrible, but I think they do scale up the difficulty of the monster if you do have somebody join.
Oh, yeah, I would assume so.
Somebody science it and figure it out.
Well, all right. I think we hit our required
30 minutes.
30-minute village quota. Yeah, I guess we'll be back next week. Talk about some more. And then I don't know when the update's coming, but it's either probably going to be next episode or the episode after we talk about the update and the new monsters. I'm sure they will let us know how many or who is coming like a day or two before. Like, I don't, maybe they just drop it and don't tell anyone, but I feel like they would probably have a trailer or something to hype it up.
Well, I think so, right? We saw Camellios in the intro to the game, right? When did we get the DLC for, like, thank you for 5 million people buying the game? Mm. Was that on a Thursday morning?
I think it was a Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, if memory serves, I believe they always drop their DLC, like, at the same time. So yes. It would be, like, a Thursday morning.
Because I remember World getting DLC or updates dropping on... Was it like Thursday nights?
Something. It was like Thursdays or Fridays.
And it was always at like 7 p.m. Central Time or something of the sort. That's all right. We'll figure it out. Yes. If you want to follow Will on Twitter at Washing the Sink, I am at Dragging a Lake. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Carve Podcast. Will also hosts another podcast.
Drive Check, a Card Fight Vanguard podcast. It's the perfect time to get in because they just rebooted the game. All the cool kids are going to be playing Vanguard.
Will and I also host a Pokemon podcast together called It's Super Effective, which both those podcasts, Card Fight and ISE, you can find wherever you find podcasts, same like the Carve, but we appreciate you guys listening. And how do we end the show? Oh yeah, and hunters, we'll see you guys next week. Hunters, keep on hunting those monsters.
And keep on leaving reviews on podchaser.com because they give 25 cents to Meals on Wheel carving those monsters. I always say Meals on Wheel instead of Meals on Wheels.
Wheels on Meals?
That too.